Hello, this is Dave Jeffrey welcoming you once again to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. With me in the studio today is Lynn Perrott. Hi Lynn, how are you going?
Hello Dave, good to be with you again.
Excellent. Now I know you're from Newcastle, but you had a very special Anzac Day, didn't you, here in Sydney?
Yes, I did, Dave. I marched for the first time with my father's old battalion, the 2nd of the 6th Division.
Good on you. That must have felt fabulous. You wore Dad's medals and stuff?
Yes, I did.
Good on you. Yeah, that's what we want younger people to keep here and keep the tradition alive. Yeah.
Well, there were quite a few marching with me like that.
Oh, that's right. Hey, it was a beautiful day, wasn't it?
It was absolutely perfect.
How did you go? A lot of people said that the march was a bit longer than they thought it would be.
Oh, I managed all right. I bought a hat just the day before and it just suited the purpose.
Ah, good idea. That's excellent, yeah. All right, well, we're going to hear from you right now. Well, just before we do hear from you, Lynn, we're going to have just see what's on the program for today, or anyhow included. We've got a wonderful article on Olivia Newton-John, that all-time favourite Australian. And also get your finances ready for retirement. And all us veterans, we're getting a new veterans card. We'll have a look at that. And a great one that you've got, your body exercise. Having a good sweat is really good for you. Okay, Lynn, what have we got first up?
The first article is entitled Liv's Simple Blessings from the Good Health and Wellbeing magazine of February 2019. She's battling cancer for the third time, but Aussie legend Olivia Newton-John isn't letting it get her down. She's Australia's original sweetheart, a legend of the stage and screen. But aside from a five-decade career, the adored performer has also become an unlikely source of inspiration for millions of cancer sufferers after publicly battling breast cancer following a diagnosis more than 25 years ago. After years in remission, the pop icon revealed last year that not only has the cancer returned, but that she was secretly treated for a second bout of the illness 5 years ago. Yet despite the blow, the singer is remaining upbeat. "I have always been the kind of person to look at the cup as half full," the 70-year-old superstar stated. "I think just being open to learning and growing through tough times is the way to evolve and become stronger for yourself and for others." Now the star is doing everything she can to stay well. Already a long-time healthy eater, the Xanadu actress has upped the ante since receiving the news. "I love roasting veggies or eating them raw. And now I'm eating even more of them," she says. "I've also eliminated most sugar from my diet, as cancer feeds on sugar, and in general, I eat as much organically grown food as possible. My mum taught me the importance of being aware of what you put in your body. When I was a young girl, I used to be jealous of my friends who had cookies and cakes in their lunchboxes. I wasn't happy then, but today I'm so grateful for it. I've also loved to get physical." Sorry, I couldn't help the pun, she giggles. "My favourite ways to exercise include swimming and going for long hikes with my husband and my dog. I just love being in nature and taking in the beautiful countryside." While she's just undergone photon radiation therapy, the songstress is also a huge advocate for natural remedies in tandem with more traditional cancer treatment. "When I was first diagnosed with breast cancer, I did everything I could to combine both Eastern and Western therapies," she explains. "But I did have to do a lot of research on adjunctive therapies, including meditation, Reiki, massage, yoga, homeopathy and herbs. For my current cancer journey, I have combined photon radiation therapy with herbal infusions and medicinal cannabis to help with my pain and sleeping. Handily, Olivia's husband of 10 years, John Easterling, runs his own herbal company and grows cannabis for the Star on their ranch in Santa Barbara, California. In California, it's legal to grow plants for your own medicinal purposes. How lucky am I to have a plant medicine man as my husband, she says, smiling. He has been creating special tinctures and strains of cannabis to help with my symptoms. Medicinal cannabis is something that should be available to everyone who is going through a chronic illness or pain. I hope that we can help change the stigma around this amazing healing plant. It's also on their ranch where the Grista has been doing the majority of her convalescing. Amongst its paddocks and population of animals, she's ensured that her home is a healing place, and this, alongside a variety of simple rituals, has been integral in the healing process. Being with my husband, animals, and in nature really centres my spirit, she says. I find that doing everyday chores is a great way of focusing my mind. I love doing laundry, washing the dishes, cooking meals for my husband, and feeding my dog, cat, miniature horses, and chickens. There is nothing better than waking and heading to the chicken coop to fetch some eggs so I can make a healthy breakfast. It's just the best. I truly believe that you should find time every day to do something simple you love to do, whether it's painting, knitting, reading, going for a walk, or simply having your favourite cup of tea out of your favourite mug. It gives you something to focus on beyond your immediate concerns. Olivia's efforts to tackle cancer extend well beyond her own personal journey as a sufferer. She is also a committed campaigner, specifically via her Cancer and Wellness Research Institute in Heidelberg, Victoria. When I was approached about lending my name to a new comprehensive cancer centre, I knew it would be a huge undertaking, she reflects. I was unsure, so I asked my mother her thoughts. She said to me, in her German accent, "Darling, if this will help people, then you should do it." And that was it. Olivia made it a condition of her involvement that there was an allowance for complementary treatments for patients on site. Having had the luxury of access to these therapies during my own cancer journey, it was important to me that everyone at the hospital could have access to the wellness programs too. The treatments helped me greatly as I went through chemotherapy. We offer music and art therapies, acupuncture, meditation, oncological massage, and so many other wonderful programs to help heal body, mind, and spirit. And I am so grateful to make 70, she enthuses. For me, every day is a gift. I celebrate life, and age really is just a number. As I get older, you no longer sweat the small stuff, and for me, I find that I enjoy things that might have scared me when I was younger. Her blessed life is something the Star talks about in her new memoir, Don't Stop Believin'. Of course, there are times when she feels weighed down by the health issues she's had to face. I would be lying if I said that I never go there. It's human, Olivia says candidly, but for the most part, I remain positive. I truly believe it helps win over cancer or any challenge you're going through. Laughter also helps, and I love laughing, often at myself. When I was first diagnosed with cancer, a dear Buddhist friend said to me, "Congratulations, now you will grow." At the time, I didn't know what he meant. My advice is to say yes to life, yes to love, yes to loving, and yes to living. Life is a gift. Despite everything, I'm certainly the happiest I have ever been. And that was an article about Olivia Newton-John's Battle and Blessings from the Good Health and Wellbeing magazine of February 2019.
You're listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network.
Get your finances ready for retirement is the next article from the Retire Invest In Touch magazine of 2018. Book a holiday, prepare for a sea change, but don't forget your finances. Here's what to consider when planning for your retirement. Getting advice. When approaching retirement, it's helpful to get advice as early as possible. Navigating tax obligations, social security entitlements, superannuation, and government policies can be difficult on your own. An advisor may be able to help you set up a retirement plan that takes these aspects into account. This plan will depend on what lifestyle you want in retirement. Do you want to travel, move, or study? Go on a cruise, then settle down in a retirement village? Or simply downsize your home and live comfortably? Your advisor can help you work out how much money you'll need to achieve your goals. Long-term planning. Based on current life expectancy in Australia, a male who is 65 years old today could live 19 more years, a female 22 more years. But you may live even longer. Determine how much super you will have by the time you'd like to retire and whether you'll be eligible for the age pension. This will help you create a plan ready for the long term. Transition to retirement pensions. You may wish to discuss setting up a transition to retirement pension with your advisor. A transition to retirement pension allows you to keep working while accessing your super. By continuing to work after you reach your preservation age, generally between 55 and 60, but it depends on when you were born, you can boost your retirement savings as your employer will continue to make contributions to your super and they will be taxed at a lower rate. This type of pension could also be suitable if you are self-employed, but you would build up your super through personal deductible contributions rather than salary sacrifice. With a transition to retirement pension, you can continue to work full-time, or you can reduce your working hours and supplement your income with super withdrawals. However, there are restrictions on how much you can take out, which your advisor can help you understand. Individuals younger than 65 can draw down a pension income of between 4 and 10% of their pension account balance each financial year. But withdrawing a lump sum isn't allowed. There is also tax to consider. Pension payments are typically tax-free for people aged 60 and over. However, since July 2017, the investment returns on transition to retirement pensions are taxed at up to 15%. If you're eligible for the age pension, it's also possible to continue working to supplement your savings, but doing so may reduce how much of the age pension you're entitled to. Managing your super. If you would like to retire and access your super once you reach your preservation age, there are several ways to manage your finances. One possibility is to set up a retirement income stream. This enables you to withdraw certain amounts from your super fund at intervals so you don't spend your savings too quickly. Tax on retirement income streams are quite complex, so it's a good idea to talk to an advisor if you're considering one. Another option is to withdraw your super in cash or transfer it to a non-super account. This may be an appealing way to immediately clear debts, invest in assets outside super, or make a significant purchase quickly. However, it may also reduce your future income and attract higher tax rates. Incentives and entitlements. If you do work past your pension age, you may be able to take advantage of government incentives such as the work bonus. Under this scheme, the first $250 of employment income in a fortnight isn't assessed in the pension income test, increasing the amount you may be able to earn without potentially affecting your Social Security entitlements. Retirees can also access numerous entitlements such as travel concessions, discounted medicine and other benefits that holding a pensioner concession card or Commonwealth Seniors Health Card provides. If you're eligible, the age pension will also provide payments that can supplement your savings. Retirement can be an exciting time of transition, but there's a lot to consider. By speaking with an advisor about your finances early, you can help keep it stress-free and look forward to what's ahead. And that article is about retirement-related finances from the RetireInvest In Touch magazine.
You're listening to Optimal Life. This is a relatively new program here on the RPH Network, and we have a wonderful sponsor for the program. They're terrific people. It's the Seniors Rights Service. They'll look after your legal side of things absolutely free. Well, not carte blanche, but let's see what they do. If you've got consumer rights, human rights, elder abuse, financial exploitation, planning for later life, most important. They also provide information about rights and responsibilities. They'll listen to your concerns. Seniors Rights will also help resolve problems or complaints with your aged care service providers. Speak with your service provider for you if required, and they'll refer you to other agencies wherever necessary. So how do you contact these wonderful people? Simple. SeniorsRightsService.org.au. I'll say that again in a moment. Or on the phone, 1-800-424-079. Those addresses again, SeniorsRightsService.org.au, or contact them by phone, 1-800-424-079. Your rights, your voice. It's the Seniors Rights Service, and it's all absolutely free. Okay, we're going to have a look now at a bit of exercise, and a good sweat's what you need. Is that right, Lynn?
That's right, Dave. And the article is called Your Body on Exercise, from the Prevention magazine of April-May 2019. A good sweat session does far more than whittle your waistline. Every time you hit the gym, power walk or take the stairs, your body enjoys a range of health benefits now and in the future. Muscles. Exercise causes micro tears in the muscles, which is a good thing because as they repair over several days, your muscles grow stronger. Ensure at least 7 hours sleep, as skimping on Zeds can slow muscle repair. Metabolism. Movement boosts the rate at which you burn kilojoules, even at rest. After a 45-minute vigorous workout, your metabolism is still higher 14 hours later, according to US research. Blood glucose. To power your movements, your body burns glucose stored in your muscles. In the 24 hours after a workout, your blood glucose is more stable, which can reduce your long-term risk of type 2 diabetes. Temperature. As your core temperature rises, your body triggers perspiration to cool down. A cocktail of water, salts, and an antibacterial chemical called Lysozyme, L-Y-S-O-Z-Y-M-E. This picture can help eliminate toxic elements that clog pores. Skin. Your blood vessels dilate, increasing blood flow and nutrients to your skin. Hello, supple skin with a dewy glow. Veins. Your heart rate increases, improving circulation. Over time, this leads to denser capillarization. More avenues for blood and oxygen to taxi round your body to keep your organs and tissues healthy. Brain. Alertness and mental clarity improve due to better blood flow. Your brain produces feel-good endorphins, which also act like natural painkillers. 20 minutes is enough to get those good chemicals flowing. And that article was about the bodily benefits of exercise, from the Prevention magazine, April-May 2019.
We're going to have a look now at the Veterans Recognition Package. There's a new Veterans Card, and it says, earlier this year, the DVA, the Department of Veterans Affairs, announced the Veteran Gold Card as part of the Australian Defence Veterans Covenant. The Veteran Card will replace the existing DVA White and Gold Cards over the coming months. Now, this change does not affect how veterans gain access to their regulated treatments and benefits. The cards will maintain the same colours as the health cards, that is, white or gold. In January, the initial rollout of Veterans Cards saw the digital version of the DVA White and Gold Cards change appearance. That was for the existing cardholders in their online platform, which is My Service. Non-cardholders and new clients to DVA were also provided with the ability to register for the Veterans Card online via My Service. Once approved, you can view the digital version of the Veterans Card online. DVA will soon be mailing out the physical versions of the new Veterans Cards to those who've recently applied online for a card through my service. If you have an existing DVA white or gold card, you can continue to use it. You do not need to apply for a new Veterans Card. A new card will be sent to you later in the year. Initially, the Veteran Card was planned to be a separate card from the DVA Health Card. Through consultation with veterans and analyses conducted within the department, it was clear that it was simpler for veterans to simply have one DVA card. Okay, like more information on this, you go to the Australian Defence Veterans Covenant. And for the veteran card, visit dva.gov.au. Now, come back in a moment. We've got a couple of other things here. So you go to dva.gov.au. Well, a couple of questions now. It says, I already have DVA white or gold card. Well, there's nothing that you need to do. Your existing DVA card, both physical and the new look digital card, can be used until you receive your new one. Next question, I have a My Service account, though I do not have a DVA white or gold card. What you do? You simply log into the My Service account, select Veteran Card in the navigation panel and follow the prompts to apply. Third question, I do not have a My Service account or a DVA white or gold card. What do I do? Simple. You visit dva.gov.au/myservice. Then you allow the links, follow them, and then you apply. Once you have access to your My Service account, follow the prompts to register. And just repeating that again, it's visit dva.gov.au.
And another article in the health vein called Health Hero, Karen Daly, 61. She authored the best-selling weight loss guides Fats and Figures in the 90s. Now Karen is inspiring women to dance their way to better health, one salsa step at a time. Karen states, I used to watch those late-night Zumba advertorials on TV and think, that looks so much fun, I would love to do that. It was so colourful and it looked like everyone was having a party and getting fit at the same time. I'd always wanted to be a dancer, so I trained as one of Australia's first Zumba instructors back in 2009. I was so excited. I'm proud of the fact that I'm still teaching now as an older instructor. I'm doing something that I love and keeping fit and getting paid at the same time. How lucky am I? The absolute joy I see on people's faces during class is incredibly rewarding. It's quite different to any other type of exercise class. It's an hour of dance-based fitness. We have theme nights and dress up, and it's just good fun. Every class feels like a party. I like the fact that there's no rules with Zumba, and there's no right or wrong moves. If someone accidentally does something different to the instructor, we call it a solo. I stay fit by teaching 5 days a week. Some days it's one class, others it's two, and then choreographing new songs at home. Plus, I do a little bit of resistance work with light weights. Dancing rates really highly in terms of anti-aging benefits for the brain. Compared with crosswords, which don't have any physical component, dancing engages the brain in telling the body what to do as well as remembering the dance sequences. It's great for coordination, functionality, and helping you in daily life. Exercise means everything to me. I have withdrawals when I go on holidays. And my husband says to me, "Will you keep still?" And I'll say, "I have just got to finish this one song." And that article concerned what made Health Hero Karen Daly, age 61, tick.
That sounds absolutely fabulous, Lynn. I like it there where it said, if you make a wrong, there's no set rules. If you make a wrong move, it's called creativity or something, isn't it?
That's right. I should have said that's from the Prevention magazine of April, May 2019.
Excellent. Thank you. You're with Optimal Life on the RPH Network.
And to finish today, we have an article from the Senior newspaper of April 2019, Seniors Disc Golf Off to Flying Start, by Sports Grant's editor Geraldine Cardoso. Frisbee-loving seniors in Canberra will be throwing themselves into a new sport, thanks to a $60,000 grant for a pilot disc golf program. Canberra Ultimate, an organisation that promotes flying disc sports, will receive the grant over 2 years as part of the government's Move It Australia Better Ageing grant program to get older people playing disc golf. The sport is like traditional golf, but with players throwing flying discs or frisbees into baskets around a course instead of putting golf balls into small holes. "We are extremely pleased to receive this funding," said Canberra Ultimate President Jason DeRoy. "Flying disc sports are delivering on their massive potential as a non-traditional sporting option that's low cost, easy to get involved in, and just plain fun." Jason said disc golf was great for getting older people moving and socialising. "It's an incredibly flexible sport. Courses can be set up, moved and modified to suit the participants. And it gives Australia's most common physical activity, walking, a fun and focused purpose that can be as competitive and motivating as the participants wish. Disc golf is very low cost. Use of established courses is free. And players need only own a flying disc or frisbee to play." The organisation hopes to roll out the pilot Seniors Disc Golf program by mid-year. And this story was about seniors engaging in a different form of golf.
Well, then, that's about all we've got time for in our program today. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here again.
Our favourite Novocastrian, always good to have you on the program.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to your company again soon. Bye now.